I mean, and we talked about this, and we talked about the turnovers, two turnovers for touchdowns. We could have nailed on the ball in the second half, had a better chance to win. Of course, we missed a field goal. Missed a field goal, the rookie quarterback brings it the length of the field at the end of the game. What amounted to a 2-minute drive. You know, we get no turnovers, nothing on our side of the ball, which, quite frankly, I was counting on. We did get field position a couple of times. Field position on a punt return. First half was literally all us, you know, in terms of time of possession. We ran the ball well. We did a good job with the passing game when called upon. And, you know, came in 21-3, talked about finishing. Everybody used the same word. They knew what I was talking about. And then we came out and, you know, it looked like you couldn't script it any better for the other side of the ball. Fumbled, we get a sack, we fumble the ball, they recover the ball in the end zone. Larry Donnell goes up right on his head. He's done that two or three times, fumbled the ball. They pick it up and run in the end zone for a touchdown there. It's 3rd and 15, we're dumping the ball in the flat. Not gonna get the first down anyway. Ball security in the pocket, of course, didn't look very good. We got hit a couple times, lost the ball that way. They ran the quarterback there at the end. You know, we get the holding penalty. They ran the keeper again with the quarterback. We thought we had a guy signing the quarterback, but he didn't get out. The quarterback got outside, made a big gain, made it easier on the field goal. We had thought that they had some balls tipped. They made a field goal a week ago with a ball tipped, so we had prepared and knew full well that there was an opportunity for us to block a field goal. We talked about it before the drive even started, that it might come down to that. And it did come down to that, but I don't think we made much progress in terms of getting up and having a chance to block the ball. Like I said, you know, the lead was not sufficient. We needed to come back out in the second half and put some more points on the board. We didn't do it. And you know, we lost Schwartz right away. We eventually lost Brewer. We had to move John Jerry out to right tackle. Those guys did an admirable job of moving around, allowing us to finish the game. But we really couldn't hold the ball much at the end in the second half. We were in jeopardy of not getting the ball thrown or getting sacked. So we had to limit what we did. And we had one nice drive limiting. We knew we had to score a touchdown. We knew that. For whatever reason, we had two passes in there that didn't look like they had much of a chance to score. And we end up field goal. When you do that, you're just, you know, you got 3 minutes to go and the other guy's field goal is going to beat you. So that was a difficult challenge for our defense. But on the other hand, you know, they made one big play on a slant. We brought the ball out, got them going. They got back into the business of the quarterback keeping the ball, made some yards. So a very disappointing, discouraging, all the above loss for us. We came down here feeling like we could win. Thought we again prepared well. And nothing happens on game day. You know, it's a long game, 60 minutes. That's why it's that. You know, they have to play. You got to play four quarters. We're playing two, maybe three sometimes. But for whatever reason, we don't. You know, the other guy kind of figures out what he's going to do, and we have trouble responding to that. So, you know, again, a disappointing loss.
Is there, after a seventh straight loss and losing to a one-win team, is there anything that you say to your players in the locker room that could possibly lift their spirits at all?
It's very difficult. You know, we just talked about staying together, fighting. I didn't even use the term giving up. There's not going to be any of that. This is a tremendous test for all of us. You know, it's more than you could possibly imagine trying to go through. But those are the facts. As I told our team after the game, here are the facts, guys. 21-3 at halftime. opportunity to win a football game. If you went out and did nothing but shut them out, instead we give them two touchdowns virtue of our offensive team. Our defense doesn't have to even be challenged there. And, I mean, you know, make people work for it at least. Roll, we had the ball in the end zone, and he tries to get the ball out, and they knock the ball out and jump on it for a touchdown. Do the math for me. 2 from 7. Trying to make a play. I mean, we have done some things that are not real smart.
Tom, you mentioned before that the other team kind of figures out what they want to do and there's really no response that, you know, after the halftime. I mean, is that a physical thing? Is that a coaching thing that, you know?
Well, it's obviously both. I mean, you try to adjust. They actually were doing what they've always done. I mean, they did have 33 sacks coming in. They do have a good defensive line. And they finally did get pressure on us. We hadn't had that kind of pressure in the whole first half. We finally had the pressure, and we didn't respond well to the pressure, let's face it.
Tom, the fact that this game happened where you once coached, did that make it harder the way it unfolded?
No, it doesn't make it any harder. It's not, it's a loss that we feel we should have won. That we've done this too many times. We just helped somebody beat us. Instead of letting them, forcing them to beat us, we helped them. And, you know, talk till you're blue in the face. You know, this team was 0-4 when they lost the turnover battle. It was 100%, 100%. So we come in here, turn it over, what, 3 times, twice for a touchdown and get nothing? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Danelle has had the fumbling problem before, and you guys have worked on it. What exactly did you work on, and what are you going to do moving forward with that?
Well, he did a better job of controlling the ball and covering it up and holding it high and tight. This was one where he just got his legs cut out for him, and, up from under him, and he instinctively did what people do. He put his hand out or something. When you do that, he just dropped the ball. He dropped the ball on the ground.
It looked like you were pretty upset. What do you say?
I'm upset with everything, you know. And I'm upset at me. I started with me.
So. What do you say to a guy, though, in that kind of spot? What can you say to
him? I mean, you know they're coming for a 6'7" tight end low. You're going to get in those positions sometimes.
What was the deal with Reuben Randle? We didn't see him in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's between me and Randle.
It was not injury. It was discipline,
no,
not injury.
Anything about what it was between Ruben and I.
Do you know anything on the injured guys?
Have something. Schwartz had an ankle x-ray. The x-ray was negative, but he does have some tendon damage in there. Terrell Manning was an ankle. Robert Ayers is a pec, which I don't know much about right now. If it's a tear, he obviously would be done. And Brewer had a concussion late.
Tom, two of the key plays in that last drive were Bortles keepers around end. Did that totally catch you guys by surprise?
No, we worked all week on the dive option concept, so it was no surprise there. It was more successful than I would like to admit that.
Why was Rogers Cromartie not in there in the last drive? Did his injury come up, pop up again at the end?
Yes, it wasn't the injury is the reason.